You fold. Watching the night sky, or a beautiful sunrise. Well, there's so much they hold, and just like them old stars, I see that you've come so far to be right where you are. How old is your soul? Well, I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up, and when you're needing your space to do.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Welcome to Popcorn and Review.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our final show of the semester. You're listening to Popcorn and Review, a weekly talk show about movies, how we watch them, and why we watch them. Okay. Welcome, ladies.
Welcome.
I am Mariana.
I'm Sheila.
I'm Karina.
And so, ladies, what are we going to do today?
We're going to be doing a semester recap.
All right, semester recap.
Yay. Last show of the semester.
Give it up, last show of the semester.
This is our last show. We're going to be talking about the different movies we've watched. We're going to be talking about why we even got to be able to do this radio show.
Yep.
A whole bunch of things. We're going to be talking about our favorite genre that we did, our favorite movie that we did, our favorite just radio shows in general that we've done
so
far.
Yes, and don't forget the food.
The food.
We're going to talk about food.
How could I forget? Oh, my God.
All the different food topics that we had.
Our favorite part of the whole entire show. Talking about the food. Yes.
That's right. All right. So to get started, we're going to just do, like we're doing a recap for the show. We're going to play some of the songs that we selected from some of the movies that we had watched over the semester. So the first song we're going to play is Writings on the Wall by Sam Smith. And Sheila, what movie was this from?
This was actually a part of our Oscar special when we were going back and picking movies that have won an Oscar, like best original songs that have won.
Yes.
And this was Sam Smith's Writings on the Wall. This
okay.
is one of the songs that have won. It was such a good song.
All right.
I'm obsessed with this song now after that whole special.
All right, perfect. Let's enjoy.
I've been here before, but always hit the floor. I've spent a lifetime running, and I always get away. But with you, I'm feeling something that makes me want to stay. Prepared for this. I never shoot to miss, but I feel like a storm is coming. If I'm gonna make it through the day, then there's no more use in running. This is something I gotta face. For you, I have to risk
cause the writing's on the wall. A million stars of glass that haunt me from my past, as the stars begin to gather and the light begins to fade, when all hope begins to shatter, know that I won't be afraid. If I risk it all, could you break my fall? How do I live? How do I breathe when you're not here? I'm suffocating. I wanna feel love run through my blood. Tell me, is this where I give it all up? For you, I have to risk it all. Cause the writing's on the wall. The writing's on the wall. I wanna feel love run through my blood. Tell me, is this where I give it all up? How do I live? How do I breathe? When you're not here, I'm suffocating. I wanna feel love run through my blood. Tell me, is this where I give it all up? For you, I have to risk it all.
And that was Sam Smith.
Writing's on the Wall. That was such a good song.
That was Sheila's pick.
Yeah, that was such a good song.
That's like a song that can be on a wedding.
Like, yeah, honestly, yeah.
Yeah, it could be. Or a funeral. Lisa?
Oh my gosh. Why?
No. You know, just to remember, recap. Like today's show, a recap.
Wow.
Perfect. You see how I segued that?
Wow.
So ladies, because this is part of our HCC program here at HCC Ybor campus, this is technically called RTV 2560, which is a class that you can actually enroll in when you're part of the TV news and radio broadcast program.
Yes.
So with that being said, what did you ladies learn this semester?
I learned a lot, not even just like about movies. I learned a lot about just how to work a simple soundboard. I didn't know any of this beforehand. Like, and it's the most like easy thing to do. I learned a lot about movies. I learned about like about other people in general. I learned quite a bit of stuff, but mostly about like the soundboard and how to work a radio show, how to operate it, how to like structure a radio show in general. I think that's the biggest thing I learned.
Yeah. What about you, Karina?
I learned how to prepare and be organized for a radio show, actually, because this is not my first internship in the radio. Like Sheila was saying, I actually learned in my first and second. I did two radio shows during the summer, like Mariana, you're going to do as well. I did it last year, and it was so fun. I learned how to use the soundboard. I learned how to use the computer. I learned how to people called in. It was very productive, and I loved it. Like, this program has really helped me out. Like, just I'm naturally, like, I like to talk, and it's just a beauty that you can be able to do that. So this is actually in Hillsborough Community College. And this is actually in the Ybor campus. For all the listeners that are listening, thank you guys for listening. And this is RTV 2560, like Mariana was saying, is radio and production. So if anybody is interested, the professor is Miss Narissa, and you guys can come and do this. It's actually part of a grade. But what I learned is actually being prepared, and every minute and every second that we're talking, how to be organized and have everything prepared ahead of time. Because what I would usually do, this is, I don't know if I should say this, but no, I would just come in and wing it. You know, but what I learned this semester is that, no, that's not how you do it. You're supposed to be prepared. You're supposed to do research and what you're talking about and write everything down and then be prepared, because then it flows better and you know what you're talking about and you're not just, like, guessing, like, you know, and it's more professional that way. And also what I learned is being on time. Being on time is important, because if your classmates depend on it, like, if you're going to have a job in the radio show, like Mr. Norris always says, to be early is to be on time. To be on time is to be late, and late is unacceptable. And we got to treat this as like is an actual profession. Because when we go on the work field, are you going to be late for your radio show? No. So you have to be on time. That's what I learned.
I learned to roll with the punches.
Yeah.
Adaptability, I think, is really key.
For sure, yeah.
Not just in this particular class, but in a lot of things in life and in general. But definitely being adaptable. I'm so glad that we came up with the topic, because it's easy.
Yeah,
and it's enjoyable.
Sure.
And I think, like they say, find something that you love to do and you'll never work a day in your life. And that's what this has felt like. You know, you come in, we talk about something that we love. You know, we've had good movies, we've had bad movies.
you've had a lot of bad movies.
But I think in all, I definitely, adaptability is something that I thrive on personally. But I think what the learning is, the technical side of all of this has been really interesting and really exciting to learn. And I'm actually really excited to take that into wherever it may take us, or take me, you know. I don't know if I could take you guys with me, but and wherever I'm going to be going. But yeah, for sure, adaptability and the technical side has been really great, and really finding a voice. Because I remember at the beginning of the course, our instructor, Ms. Narissa Lamison, asked us, what do you want to do? What do you want to talk about? You know, and that's, you know, it's so easy. Well, you could talk about anything, but you should probably find something that people really want to listen to.
Yeah, and something you enjoy, something you can talk about for like hours, even though we only have an hour. Something that you can talk about and go on for hours. If you were to pick something that like you know nothing about and just like hop into it, I feel like I would have like dreaded like doing a radio show. If I'm talking about, like, though I love sports, I cannot tell you everything about sports. Like, if it's not Formula One, I don't know it. That's the thing. So us picking movies that we all enjoy watching and that we can talk about for hours is what made this class so fun and what made doing this radio show enjoyable.
I agree.
And, also, I'm talking about adaptability, I think also accountability was really big as well for me. And this class, because, you know, we started off a little rocky, like myself, and then we ended up getting a solution and it was way better. You know, I was kind of missing some classes, but you feel me? But I learned, like, man, I really got to show up, because, like, I really got to show up, and, like, this really, like, strengthened my work ethic, like, and to come on time and to be prepared and to work as a group.
That's
and
great.
Structure that and actually be a team player. I really learned that.
That's great.
That's so good.
I really appreciate Narissa.
All right. Congratulations.
In this class.
Self-reflection. I love it.
Yeah. This class taught me a lot. Yeah. This is a really good class. I enjoyed this one. Probably one of my favorite classes I've done so far.
Yeah.
I like HEC in general. Yeah. But like this semester.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It was really enjoyable.
Do you feel, just like Harina, that you've learned, you've had some time to self-reflect, that you've maybe grown or you've learn something about yourself that you didn't realize?
Yeah, even I feel like it's more like just growing and like being more comfortable, because I know the first time I was on here, I was like, I couldn't even like get my thoughts right. Like, it was more of me having to like make sure I like research a lot, make sure I know like pronunciation of names, like make sure I know a lot about the movie.
The first critique we had. Yes.
I feel like I'm so like critical on everything. I literally like made sure I searched up every single pronunciation of these names before I came on here.
Right.
Like, it's like making sure that I know what I'm doing and making sure that I don't make the same mistakes again. Like I did the first week and like the first two shows.
Exactly. Yeah.
But obviously it's never going to be perfect. But I definitely have grown from when we first started this, I know that for sure.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, I think it's been great. Yeah, the growth has been amazing. Now, what we're going to do next is I'm actually going to play the song that I chose from the my most favorite review, which I enjoyed reviewing the movie Speed. That was a lot of fun. I felt like it went on and on a little bit about Speed.
Yeah, I feel like that's, out of all the movies, that's the one you really enjoyed.
I really enjoyed it.
Like, I hate this movie. I hated it. But this movie, you're like, I liked it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So this song is by the Plimsolls, and it's A Million Miles Away. Right, that was the Plimsolls, A Million Miles Away, and that was my song choice from the movie Speed.
It looks like such a fun music video.
Yeah, it really was. We're sitting here watching the music video.
Yeah.
Is that like a country song?
Very 90s. No, it was more like a alternative rock. I guess you can say it was. But yeah, very 90s for sure. So welcome back. You are listening to Popcorn and Review on HawkRadio.PrimoStream. And where are we speaking from?
Live from Ybor.
Home
with the chicken.
With the chicken.
Home with the chicken.
Sheila and the chicken.
I love the chicken here. Oh my gosh. Chicken nuggets. They're everywhere all in the street, but they're so cute.
That is too funny. So, ladies, let's go over, since this is our recap show, let's go over the genres that we covered.
We did a lot. I was going through them. I was going through all, like, the recordings that I have on my phone.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, it doesn't feel like we did a lot. I think probably because we were having so much fun.
So much fun, exactly.
But I was, like, going through them. I was like, we really talk about, like, what, like, 9 or 11 different topics, not counting the Oscar ones that we had three different ones.
Did take a while.
We did quite a bit of topics.
Yeah, we did.
We first started out with family movies.
That's right. That was our first show.
I talked about Home Alone.
Home Alone.
You talked about Sandlot. Yeah, Korean family wasn't here for that one. But yeah. And that was fun. I still stick with Home Alone being one of the best family movies and Christmas movies to this day, but such a good movie.
And that was in January, so we weren't too far away from Christmas. So
yeah.
It kind of still made sense to talk about it.
To be honest, yeah.
Yeah, that was great. And then we talked about romantic comedies.
Yeah,
that was my favorite.
Did romantic comedies. We did musicals. Horror, we did horror, which
drama,
I did not like.
Documentary, action.
We did documentaries and action.
Sci-fi.
I kept forgetting about that one, too.
Sci-fi, yeah.
What was your movie, Sheila, for sci-fi?
Yeah,
do you remember?
Inception.
Inception.
It's the one with, I don't even have a good explanation on what
it's the one they, where they,
it's one where they kind of have like, they go into like dream states. You know what? Have you watched it before?
No, but go ahead.
They kind of go into like dream states and everything, and they like have like a kind of like an alternate reality in these states.
Within the dream.
Oh, yeah. Like Matrix, right? No?
No. Yes and no, but more so no.
Yeah.
But it's kind of in the same realm of, like, you know, it being sci-fi, but Inception was more so.
I gotta watch it.
Yeah, it's a really good movie, actually. They kind of, like, fall into these dream states all the time, or they put themselves under to, like, make themselves dream and have, like, this alternate reality.
They were trying to manipulate someone within the dream, which was pretty cool.
To, like, change his mind.
They
went into his mind, like, was talking to him, like, hey.
Yeah, it was great.
You know, do this.
Yeah, totally watch it.
Yeah, it's a really good movie, though. You should watch it.
I agree.
How do you spell it?
Inception.
Spell it.
N-I-N. C-E-P-T-I-O-N.
Oh, okay.
Inception. Can you use it in a sentence? No, just kidding.
Who's the author?
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan. He did the Batman movies.
Yeah, really good.
And he just did Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
So really popular director. But yeah, we had the chance to go over a lot of genres, which was really exciting. And I think what we really did was we put ourselves out there to watch movies that we hadn't seen before.
Yeah.
So I think that was something else that I learned was, you know, giving yourself a chance to watch a movie, because a lot of times they're so easy to dismiss.
For sure.
A movie you look at, like, that looks totally lame, I'm not watching it.
Yeah,
but then, you know,
the only movie that I have watched before, like, during this whole thing was Home Alone. Out of the whole entire radio show, I think that's the only one I've watched.
Oh, so
like,
every movie you've watched you had
I
never seen before?
So. I believe
so. Oh, that's awesome.
That's nice. That I can, like, remember. Like, yeah. I probably watched Mamma Mia before, but, like, I can't remember the last movie I watched Mamma Mia prior to that. But other than that, I've watched, like, every single show. I've watched only
Home
Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you haven't seen these other movies before.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Have you...
Yeah, there's some movies on here that, like, Speed.
I know there are some movies that you were like, oh, I loved it. Like, you said you watched Speed quite some amount of time.
Yeah, well, Speed came out in the 90s, so it had been a while since I had watched it again.
Yeah.
But then getting to watch it again and then getting to talk about it was probably the most fun that I had, because explaining the whole bus trick, bus jump.
that
went on and on. I remember that show. And then the other one was talking about the Oscars. I'm glad that we planned an Oscars. It was basically an event.
I loved the whole series that we did
about the Oscars. So
that was my first time watching the Oscars.
That's wild to me.
Yeah. I usually watch Spanish stuff. Like, I never.
Yeah,
that was, like, interesting.
But the Oscars is actually, like, worldwide. Like, everybody knows what the Oscars is, which is amazing to me.
I live under a rock.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
All right, Patrick.
Yeah, the Oscar whole special we did, like, what was it, three?
It was like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because we had a break between that, remember?
Yeah, we were gone.
So we were gone. So we did a previous Oscar movie, current Oscar movie, and then we basically
talked about, like, the recap of fashion and everything.
Fashion and the other movies that won and whatnot. And
I was sad that Barbie didn't win. Remember? We were so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it won, but it won Best Song.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Something.
That one song that Billie Eilish sang. Yeah.
Wait, who won the Oscars again?
Well, there are many people who won it, but for Best Picture, it was Oppenheimer.
It was Oppenheimer.
Did you guys watch that?
I think I'm still a little mad.
I watched
Oppenheimer, And it was a good movie. I recommend anyone who hasn't watched it, watch it, because it's a good movie. You just know, like, you're going to sit there for 3 hours.
Right.
But how do they get the, like, how do they win the, like, who votes? Like, how do they even do that? Like, what's the calculations? Like, how do they do that?
Were you here during that show? I don't remember if you were.
No,
We talked about it. We talked about that there's an academy, and then they do a vote, and, like, everybody gets to vote on their certain...
So the viewers or just
certain
people?
No, there's an academy.
How many people?
Okay, so give me a second. Let me tell you. There's an academy. The academy is broken down into, I guess I want to say, like, categories.
Yeah.
So there's a category for directors, a category for a set designers, a category for costumes. And those categories, those people that work in those categories, vote for that specific category. And then the entire academy, which is made of actors, directors, set designers, and whatnot,
everybody
part of the industry, they all have to vote on Best Pictures, but they all have to watch those movies in order to vote.
Yeah.
So it's pretty complex, I think.
Why don't they let the viewers, like, vote? Because, like, this, I don't know if it correlates the same, but, like, you know, Miss Universo and just, like, different shows like that, they let, like, the viewers call in and vote. So, like, why isn't it the same
for Miss Universe? They let you call in to vote?
I think it was based on Nuestra Belleza Latina. I know that Nuestra Belleza Latina, they do it like that, but I don't know.
Okay.
Because I never watched it before.
Yeah, the Oscars is definitely a different animal.
Yeah, I feel like it's more official. So they have, like, you know, like, are the big.
You can't possibly have viewers pick on
and
movies.
And trust me, if I was going to be voting for the Oscars, Oppenheimer would not have won.
Exactly.
Oppenheimer would not have won Best Picture.
It wouldn't have.
It definitely would have been Barbie or the whole, oh my gosh, the Holdover.
Yeah.
Past Life. That too.
Past Lives, that show. I mean, I remember when we went back to listen to, I listened to the show. I think I talked for 20
some odd minutes.
You were
talking about that forever.
For a long
time.
And I didn't realize.
That was good, though. So
it was. It was really good. It was a great movie.
You were talking about that for a long time.
You explained it, like, almost made me cry.
Yeah.
Like, you explained it.
It was just such a great movie.
Yeah.
That was definitely my favorite show out of the semester, for sure, was the Oscar show.
Yeah.
Because I think.
That whole series.
It was so much information, and it gave us plenty of time to really. Enjoy it, you know, the
you know
before
what
and the after.
Was?
What was your favorite show?
Today, I would be so sad. We're
the last show.
Yes.
Which one? What was your favorite genre to talk about? Did you say?
Okay, so my favorite was. Okay, I had two favorites. So the documentary, the romance comedy, and then when I talked about Barbie. What genre was Barbie? Do you guys remember?
Barbie was one when we.
That was one of the Oscars.
Yeah.
Like, current Oscars. So then it had to be. You're right. That had to be one of my favorites. But it was more informative for the documentary because I talked about something really. That I believe in, and it's something that, like, has been an issue. Like, you know, with the documentary, I talked about, you know, how it's like. It's not just statistic racism, it's just more so like. I don't know. I was just really passionate about that, about what's going on with, you know, the Black community and stuff like that, especially since I'm Afro-Latina and Black. So the documentary was informative. Commons Romedy, I think I talked, you guys remember, what was the movie that I talked about for Commons Romedy? It was, what was that called? Hold on, you guys have to help me.
I'm not even sure. I know
why you were here on that day.
No, it was that one movie where they put all the scary movies together. Oh, Scary Movie.
That wasn't romantic comedy. That was for horror.
I guess
that's
she said all the scary movies together.
That was scary movie.
That was horror comedy?
You did a horror comedy. That was for the genre horror.
Oh, then
you did that actually for murder mystery, and we were gonna do murder mystery, and then you picked that one, which was actually a horror.
Was
comedy.
Was that my first show?
I think it was.
Okay, so then it wasn't comedy romance
You didn't do romantic comedy, yeah?
Because
romantic comedy, I watched a movie on Prime, on Amazon Prime with Jenny Slate. I remember that movie. That movie was okay.
You didn't like anything.
I'm very critical of movies.
Yeah, I can tell. I thought I was critical. No, but literally after every show, during like the break, she would be like, I hated this movie.
Well, like Space Odyssey. Gosh. Yeah, for sure. Like I was like, don't even watch it.
Yeah.
Don't bother.
I don't think there was any movie that I like hated. I think there were some that I was like, why would I would never watch
now,
this.
Now, just to be clear, I never said hated. Hate is a strong word.
She strongly dislikes a lot of these movies.
Strongly dislike. Let me retract. Let's not say hate. Yeah.
What I actually learned, because I usually watch movies on Netflix, but lately I haven't been watching a lot of like what this show made me watch movies, because lately, like, I just been like either at school, at work, like I barely, like, I don't have a TV in my room, like it's in the living room. So like, and usually my grandma is the one that watches movies and stuff like that. I really don't watch it. But like when I had my own place, like, you know, I would watch it on Netflix. What I learned, where did I watch the movie Barbie? I know I had to pay for it. Was it on Prime Video or was it on YouTube something?
I know they played it on YouTube. It was most likely YouTube though.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know like you had to pay for movies, but
yeah, for streaming services. Yeah,
but that was the first. Yeah, and then like I learned that like I liked the Barbie because it like made me cry twice, but like it was very like I don't know, like
Barbie
I just liked
really
it.
Good.
Yeah,
I really liked that movie. It was
Barbie.
Really good. I think my favorite genre that we did, or one of my favorites, is definitely musicals.
Yes.
I love my musical, Mamma Mia. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was really good.
I remember I watched all the Mamma Mia movies,
mm-hmm.
and I don't remember Mamma Mia being so good, but they were so good. Like, the songs and everything.
Yes.
I love it.
Well, you have such a great... of really good product like ABBA.
Yeah.
It's really easy to, you know, because it's funny. It's so funny you said it, because just yesterday I was watching this documentary on ABBA and how they came about, and I didn't realize that they had been around since the early 70s.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I thought, oh, they just came about like the late 70s into the 80s, but they had started with the blonde girl, I forget her name, forgive me, from the group. She first started as a female solo singer. And then they found her, and then they're like, oh, we could do something really great. And that's when they formed the group.
Oh.
Yeah, did you
know
that?
I didn't
even
know that.
Yeah, so she was already an established singer. And then they went on to do that that program in where they compete for music. They just did a movie about it. It's...
I was going to say a program. There's like 30 of them.
Yeah, I
days.
Know.
Like,
but it's... here, let me see
anything.
If I can...
Yeah.
And I think I did High School Musical for a musical, right?
You did. You did.
What? Remember when we did horror? Remember when I talked about Saw? What movies did you talk about in the horror?
We'll say that after she finds
Let
it.
Let me
but
see
yeah.
if I can find this.
Mamma Mia, like that
okay,
whole
Eurovision.
Thing.
Oh, it was going to bug me. So Eurovision Song Contest. So this is a real thing. So it says here,
what is that?
This is in Europe. So what they do, a lot of European countries will compete for, they'll write a song and they'll perform it and they'll compete.
Oh.
And then whoever wins the song. So the blonde woman in ABBA, forgive me, I don't know her name. she had competed in that. And then ABBA actually competed in Eurovision and they won.
What's ABBA? Is that the movie?
ABBA is
it's
the
group.
Singing group.
Yes.
For who?
ABBA, they're a singing group. They made like songs in Mamma Mia.
Oh,
yeah.
I love
so
Mamma Mia. That's why I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's such a good song.
Yeah, so they did. So Mamma Mia is based on all the songs from ABBA. Yeah,
wow.
So which is great. So actually,
you should play one.
We'll do that now so that you can just will indulge.
Yeah,
kind of. We'll play this. I actually can't. Let's make sure that we can play their music. Let's see.
I believe we can.
Yeah. It looks like we can, huh?
Yeah, Dancing Queen.
Yeah,
the best
so,
one.
Oh, that was a good one. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll play this one.
A short snippet.
Yeah.
Just the like overall like vibe of the song is
right.
so beautiful. It's
right.
so fun.
Yeah, it is. Such a great group. Great music.
Everything.
And it's still popular. It feels like they've never gone away. They've never gone away.
Like I remember I was talking about this like during the whole thing during the. Radio show like on TikTok like these songs are still blowing up
still
They're
popular,
still, like, popular everywhere.
Yep, still popular everywhere so yeah so you know this music right Karina do you know that you know this music right well we're talking so I don't want to put it up too loud that's why but I just wanted to share a snippet of what the music was
you should have kept going that was such a good song
yeah well we don't have too much time
We can talk about ABBA all day.
Yeah,
in their music all day.
But anyway, that's the music that was used in Mamma Mia. So yeah, I did like Mamma Mia. I ended up watching Tick Tick Boom, which was about the guy who wrote the movie Rent, or not the movie, the play Rent.
It's still so sad.
It is. Yeah.
What was Tick Tick Boom about again?
Tick Tick Boom was about the writer who created, the writer who did the play Rent, which was really popular, and then he ended up dying at a really young age.
Sad.
Yeah, really sad. But
what's it called, Tick Tick Boom? Did he get
Tick Tick Boom was one of his other plays that he did before he did Rent.
No, I mean, like, no, I'm trying to figure out, why is it called Tick Tick Boom? Did he, like, have an episode of, like, I don't know.
Tick Tick Boom was in reference to him constantly worrying about time. Like, he never had enough time. That he was turning 30 and that he felt that he hadn't accomplished anything. And he was constantly comparing himself. Not so much a midlife crisis. I think in the 90s, there was just so much pressure to do a lot in a short amount of time. And not realizing that you still have time. But he sadly, in real life, passed away like when he was like 35, I think is what the age was when he passed away. But,
I remember you telling that story.
Yeah.
I remember you telling that story. I was so sad. I was like, oh my gosh, like, that's crazy. I sometimes randomly think about that,
too. I know. You do?
Like, yeah. I don't know why, but that's actually so sad. The way he just died so young.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And then the sad part about him not being able to see the fruits of his labor, you know, Rent was so popular and it's so huge and so heavily awarded, and he wasn't here to really see all of that, but, you know, hopefully.
So his time was kind of ticking.
Yeah, it kind of was.
That's crazy.
And on that note, we're going to play the next song that Karina chose, which is by Dua Lipa, Dance the Night Away. That was from the Barbie movie.
Yes.
Which we all enjoyed, and I'm sure you will enjoy as well.
Watch me dance, dance the night away. My heart could be burning, but you won't see it on my face. Watch me dance, dance the night away. I'll still keep the party running, I wouldn't get out of place. Lately I've been moving close to the edge, still be looking my best. I stay on the beat, you can count on me, I ain't missing no steps. Shakes and it bends, don't give a damn. When the night's here, I don't do tears, baby, no chance. I could dance, I could dance, I could dance. Watch me dance, dance the night away. My heart could be burning, but you won't see it on my face. Watch me I'm not afraid to
All right, that was Dance the Night Away by Dua Lipa. It was from the Barbie movie, which Karina talked about when we were talking about the whole Oscar, current Oscar nominations.
Right, right.
And for anyone who just joined in now, this is like our semester recap for Popcorn Review, and you're listening to us on HawkRadio.primo stream live from the HTC eWork campus, home of the chicken.
Home of the chicken.
Home of the
That's
chicken.
That's going to be your new tag. Home of the chicken. So now we're going to talk about our favorite movies. I know we did a little bit before, but now that we've played the song from Barbie, Karina really enjoyed this movie. What did you enjoy about this movie? What did you enjoy about this movie, Karina?
Okay, because it's just like, to be, it's so relatable. It's relatable because it's just like, I don't really know how to put it into perspective, but I like how America Ferrera, how she stepped up and she just started like talking about like, bro, like how like, I want to hear what she said. Like, we're gonna do a snippet of what she said, like 30 seconds of it, but basically what she said that really like touched me, and how the Barbie, like, she's a Barbie, but she's like, the way she said it, like, she just started crying. Like, you know how us girls, we cry for certain things, or we do this, we do that, and guys don't really understand. Like, they're like, oh, girls are so emotional, or they don't just don't understand. Like, you're supposed to be a mom some days, you're supposed to be a wife some days, you're supposed to be a student, a sister, a auntie. Like, just so many roles that we play in society, but we're supposed to have it all together. And sometimes when you don't, like, who's there for the breakdowns? Who's there for, like, the mental breakdowns? Like, who's there for you? But it's just, like, I just want to hear what she said, and then I just want to talk about it. But I just like how, I just like the movie.
All right, let's give it a quick listen.
It is literally impossible to be a woman. You are so beautiful and so smart, and it kills me that you don't think you're good enough. Like, we have to always be extraordinary, but somehow we're always doing it wrong. Like, you have to be thin, but not too thin. And you can never say you want to be thin. You have to say you want to be healthy, but also you have to be thin. You have to have money, but you can't ask for money because that's crass. You have to be a boss, but you can't be mean. You have to lead, but you can't squash other people's ideas. You're supposed to love being a mother, but don't talk about your kids all the damn time. You have to be a career woman, but also always be looking out for other people. You have to answer for men's bad behavior, which is insane, but if you point that out, you're accused of complaining. You're supposed to stay pretty for men.
All right, that's
men,
great. Explain, so or what is it, be a, the men's bad behavior. That's my favorite part of it.
that whole monologue was really good. I loved the whole speech. It was really beautiful. That's what I'm kind of, like, when the Oscar was happening and she didn't win Best Supporting Actress, I was like, what are we doing here? Like, she should have won. She should have got something. Like, she did really good in this role. Just her in general in this movie was really good.
And then when Barbie was like, she was like, I don't want to be a Barbie no more. I want to be a human. And then she goes to the gyno at the end.
She goes to the doctors at the very end of the movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that speech was, I guess, inspirational.
Yeah, it was really inspirational. I think that's why I really liked the movie. Mm-hmm. But I would say my favorite movie in general, I can't even think. I have a whole bunch, and I can't even pick one. I would have to say Mamma Mia. Mm-hmm. And... oh my gosh, there was one
Why
more.
Mamma Mia?
It was just such a good movie. I remember watching it back, and I was like, the overall vibes of the movie is like so like fun. I don't remember like watching the first time and having like enjoying it. Like, they look like they're having fun like watching the movie. Like, while I was watching, I was like, that looked like they must have had like so much fun on set.
So the movie made you feel good.
Yeah. It was such a feel good movie. Like,
right.
Oh, that and Past Lives. That's what I was thinking of. Those two.
Yeah.
And The Holdovers. But like, those two movies, number one for
me. I would have to agree about Past Lives. Yeah. I was just so passionate about it. I just remember talking.
Yeah.
I, at one point, I felt like I was rambling. But when I went back to listen, I'm like, okay, no, my thoughts were clear.
Yeah. That movie was so good.
Like, I agree.
Again, I don't know how Oppenheimer won.
I know.
It was such a good movie, though.
It really
but
was.
I don't know why Oppenheimer won, but like, Past Lives was really good. That and Holdovers, oh my gosh.
The Holdovers was really good.
What's The Holdovers about?
A kid who has to stay at his boarding school, or his private school, I should say, for winter break. He's stuck with like a mean teacher that technically nobody likes, and like a cook that's there, so they mm-hmm. can like form a good friendship,
like it a bond.
Yeah, it was yeah. a really good movie. That one I really enjoyed.
That was pretty lengthy too. Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah, it. I think it like hit almost at the hour mark. It wasn't exactly 3 hours, but it was quite a long movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't feel like it too. That, I think that's how you know it's a good movie. It didn't feel like it was a super long movie.
Right.
Yeah, it's just like you're just watching it just to watch, and you're like getting sucked into it, but it's not like boring. Like I don't think that movie, like at any point I was like, oh my god, I need to stop watching.
I'm yeah. tired.
And I watched that movie before I watched Oppenheimer, that 3 hour movie. Oh my gosh. And I enjoyed it the whole time. It was like a feel good movie too. I remember kind of like the same thoughts I had for Mamma Mia. I was like, it's just like a feel good movie. Like I could watch it with my family. Oh, there's some explicit in it, but like I could watch this with my family and like enjoy it and like and feel good about it. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, cool. That was a really good movie.
Yeah. Like the movies like I did not like was Magnolia, which I just watched.
You hated
it. I hate it.
You disliked everything. Caught myself on that one. I remember.
No, yeah, I disliked it. But yeah, I just like as much as there was movies that I enjoyed, I'm still glad that I put myself out there and kind of watched movies that I wasn't sure about. And I watched them anyway. And I stuck through it.
Yeah.
I didn't just stop and just say, I quit. I'm not going to watch this.
Which you didn't stop, which is good.
Right. Exactly. Karina, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say our last radio, not this radio show, but the one previously when we talked about drama.
Yes.
Trust Nobody 2. Oh, my gosh. Because I was like, wow, who kills their mama?
Yeah, I'm playing, you were explaining it, but crazy.
It was just like, wow, you can't really trust people. But it's crazy that like even like your family, you can't really trust them. That's crazy. Like. But that was just one of the ones I want to talk about as well. Like, Trust Nobody, that just opened my eyes. Because sometimes I'm very friendly. And, like, you just have to open your eyes. Even with your family, you got to be, like, very cautious.
Yeah, that movie when you were talking about it last week, I was like, what?
He set up his brother to, like, get killed.
That was crazy.
The movie was definitely a passion project. Because I saw the trailer and it had that line, you're going to get on the money train or you're going to get rolled over. I mean, I laughed. I know it probably wasn't supposed to be like a funny line, but it was. It was super cheesy,
God.
I thought made it so, like, who says that?
Literally, no one.
That movie. That's
what it is. That was crazy.
Well, what shocked me, Karina, about that is that there's three of them, which is wild.
What are you talking about for three movies? What are you talking about for three whole movies?
I don't know.
Right, and a lot of shooting.
No, sure. But it was so crazy. Like the girlfriend that was with him when he was in the hospital, he helped him get rehabilitated, like back to normal. And then she put a hitman on him and went with the other dude. I was like, what? You like nobody can be trusted. Like,
definitely one of the most interesting movies that have been talked about on this show.
I would have to
in
agree.
General.
Like, you really gotta wash your bag. That's crazy.
Yeah, Magnolia was crazy, but that one's crazy too. Yeah.
It was really? The craziest for sure. For sure.
What are we gonna talk about next?
I really enjoyed okay. The idea, you know, speaking on the idea of watching movies that we didn't really like was, you know, The Space Odyssey 2001, which you know, we had talked about how in our culture with movies, people will go on and on and say, oh, this is the best movie ever of all time. This set the precedents for, you know, what movies should be. And then I watched it and then I was highly disappointed and thinking, why are people saying this about this movie? And I mean, I understood some points. It was a Stanley Kubrick movie, which he's done other great movies. But I just felt that maybe as time passes on and technology and acting practices improve.
Wow.
I think there's better movies out there. I know it's probably not a very popular opinion, but it really opened my eyes to, you know, not all great movies are really great. Because this movie was, like, really long, remember? And then we compared it to Gone with the Wind, where that was an epic also. That was a long movie, but that was a really good movie.
Yeah, I remember you did mention, though, or we both mentioned it, but they were, like, this came out, what, in the 19th?
In 19th, actually, I have my notes here. Let me, I didn't put the year. No,
but
that's
either
not
way,
it.
It came out, like, either way. Early on.
1968.
Yeah, but is when we it mentioned came out. It's like at that time, at that point in time, it was probably like the best thing that probably ever happened to the sci-fi genre.
Yes.
Probably.
Yes. But the thing is that bothers me is that till this day, 2024.
Yeah, I don't know what people are talking
people
about now.
People still think, oh, that's stupid. You got to watch Space Odyssey. No, don't watch it.
I don't know. I don't know if people are talking about it now, but I think because it came out so long ago and it was like probably something revolutionary
it
back
was
then.
Ahead of its time back then.
Yeah, but now we've seen so many great movies. We've seen so many great things in general. Better actors, better effects. Just saying.
Better effects, obviously.
Everything.
Yes.
That we're not, like, people who, like, love movies are not, like, really, like, surprised or, like, care for that movie as much.
Right.
Because we've seen better.
We have seen better. And remember, I had mentioned that it felt like it was, like, an acid trip because it was, like, in three parts. So, like,
you, I think it's you picking these movies. Magnolia, what was that?
Magnolia, the same thing.
Oh, you're talking about that. That's a fever dream right there. That's not real at all.
I need to start calling it that.
You need better.
Maybe it is just me.
Make better movies.
What I was going to say, if I was here for the romance segment, I would have picked Lovin' Basketball. So that's one of the movies that I like of all times that I would rewatch all the time. Do you guys have any movies that you didn't talk about this semester that you guys think
any is genres? Like,
yeah, just any movie that you would say that it was a really good movie.
We covered pretty much all the genres as much as best as we could, I think.
All the movies that I like wanted to talk about, I talked about and that I wanted to watch.
I watched. Exactly.
Even though it's like the ones that I tried out for the first time. Yeah. Those are the ones I like kind of wanted to watch.
What movies are coming
And even if we didn't talk about movies, we talked about food.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Which is what we're going to do now. We're going to talk about food.
The best part.
Because we like to talk about what we ate.
Yes.
During, like, if we were watching a movie, what we were eating.
My favorite part of the whole entire show.
Your favorite part of the whole show.
Yeah, talking about what we were eating, exactly. what we did eat in the movie, what was in the movie.
Yeah. And then what we thought about what you could eat.
Yeah.
To go with the theme of the movie, which was great.
Yeah, thinking about this now, and like how you brought it up, when you're talking about, you did the movie for documentary, and you're like at a baseball game. He was at a baseball game. Huge hot dogs.
Yes, the Dodger dog. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I keep thinking about that randomly too.
Well, what I liked was that? The first time we watched the movie and you said, I was eating a full meal.
Oh. We passed that now.
Full meal.
We passed that. Who cares about that? Like,
but you.
Right, because I can't eat a full bring meal. That up. Like, sometimes I don't. Sheila thought it was weird that I didn't even eat anything when I was watching a movie.
Yeah, it is weird.
You know what just popped in my head talking about movies? Why do people say Netflix and chill? Why is it Netflix and chill? I don't know. That just popped in my head.
But yeah, let's just stick the whole thing. Yeah. I do eat a full. Because here's the thing. I'm sitting at home.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to eat whatever I want. And if it happens to be a full meal, I can't do anything about that. If because I'm sitting at home watching movies that I happen to eat a full meal.
Right.
If I'm at a movie theater, I might, you know, get a few things. But it's not like I'm eating a full meal like I would at home. I think it's just because I have the accessibility.
The luxury
to, eat at home
to just, yeah,
and just eat whatever I want, then I happen to eat a full meal.
Right.
I don't eat full meals all the time.
Not all the time. I just thought it was an observation that I thought was really funny.
Yeah. And especially when people like binge watch like different shows and stuff like that. Like if it's a series and then they just start eating and just
watch
the show for a long time.
Yeah.
When did I say that? I think I said that like the
first show. It wasn't the first movie. You were I had like a burger or something. I was like, you had a full meal?
Yeah, she's like, I didn't eat anything. I probably have a water or something.
I was just thrown back. I was like, oh my gosh, she's just eating there having dinner. And not for nothing. I mean, there are theaters that do that, like the Cinebistro, where you go in and you order your meal and then they'll play the movie and they'll bring it out. I did that only one time and I did not enjoy it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. It was very distracting and it was dark, so like I couldn't really see my food.
Yeah.
So it was odd. It was just so bizarro. I didn't like it at all. We never went back. But you might like it.
I might. I need to try it out now.
There's a Cinebistro in Hyde Park, so not too far from here anymore.
I need to do that.
Thank you guys for listening as well. Mariana, I have a question. Yeah. So, look, even though this is the last show of the radio station, Mariana has a surprise for you guys. It's actually going to continue. I want her to say something about it, about Popcorn Review. So...
For this summer, I was going to say that a little bit later, but that's fine. I'll say it now. So for Popcorn and Review, we're done for the semester. But you can still tune in at the same time and the same day because Popcorn and Review will continue.
Yay.
Talk about clap.
I wish we had
soundboard, right?
Oh my gosh, that'd be so fun.
So we're still gonna be talking about movies throughout the summer, and summer's the best time for movies because we got blockbusters.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which is so exciting.
Everybody, you're listening in www.hawkradio.primostream.com, and this is a radio and production class RTV 2560. If you guys are interested, here at Hillsborough Community College, Ybor campus with Narissa Lamison.
All right, so Sheila, Now that we're getting ready for summer, I have an appropriate song playing in the background. School's Out by Alice Cooper. Tell us what's going to be coming up for movies this week.
I have 4 movies, and all these movies are like pretty interesting. Like, these are anticipated movies. Okay, we have The Fall Guy. A down-and-out stuntman must find the missing star of his ex-girlfriend's blockbuster film with Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt, and Aaron Taylor Johnson. Sounds like a really good one.
Yes, it does.
There's Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. There is, many years after Reign of Caesar, a young ape goes on a journey that will lead him to question everything he's been taught. It's Freya Allen, Kevin Durand, and William H. Macy. Then we have If. That one, I'm gonna watch
it. Oh, The Imaginary Friend. Yeah. Yes.
Ryan Reynolds, yeah. Yeah. A young girl who goes through a difficult experience begins to see everyone's imaginary friends who have been left behind as their real-life friends have grown up.
Okay.
Starring Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, and then Kaylee Fleming. That one looks really good. And I remember a lot of people were getting confused with this one, and then there was another one that just came out with this girl. I think it's called If also. Oh, no, it's called Imaginary Friends. People are getting Imaginary Friends
and this one
mixed up, and Imaginary Friends is a horror movie.
Imagine. Oh, yes. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
with
yes.
Is it like the poster, like a
imagine,
bear?
Imagine, yes.
Yeah, imagine going to the theater with like their children. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my crazy.
The wrong movie.
Yeah. Okay, and then we have one more. It's called Tarot. It's a horror movie. You won't like
it. I won't watch it.
When a group of friends recklessly violate the sacred rule of tarot readings, they unknowingly unleash an unspeakable evil trapped within the cursed cards one by one. They come face to face with fate and end up in a race against death. It's Owen Froe, Avodica, and Jacob Batlin. And
so tarot, like tarot cards?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You'll hate that. I know. You won't even like the trailer, because even the trailer is scary.
Even the trailer looks scary?
Yeah, so you would hate
thanks
that.
Thanks for watching out.
You're welcome. I got you.
Thank you. Well, that's it for us today here on Popcorn and Review. We want to thank everyone for listening.
Yes.
Ladies, any goodbyes?
Yeah, I want to say thank you guys for listening so much. Again, this is going to continue from 12 to 1 on Tuesdays, so be prepared for that. Thank you guys so much. Again, this is www.hawkradio.primostream.com. Radio and TV production, RTV 2516. Thank you, guys. And thank you, Miss Narissa, for this opportunity.
All right, Sheila, you're a goodbye?
I'll see you in like a month.
That's right.
I'll see you in a couple weeks. I'll talk to you guys later, actually.
That's right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye, guys. Thank you for listening. They said they was
weather friends, all I need is him. Backstabbers when the chips were down, you just laughed at us. Now you about to feel the oath and wrath of aftermath. Yes, you gon' see us in our lab jackets and ask where you up been. You can kiss my indecisive aftab. Maggots and the crackers, heads, little cracker jack. Making whack, fast backwards producers, I'm back. The type is one more CD and then I'm packing up my bags. And as I'm leaving, I guarantee the screen trade don't leave us like that, man. Cause
I'm about to lose my
You are listening to Hawk Radio, Hillsborough Community College.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but
I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong, I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got, like something's about to happen, but I don't know what.
If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And if he is bananas, as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You were just what the side.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks that arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap box. But for me to rap like a computer must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat nap from that rat profit. Made a living and a killing off it. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office, with Monica Lewinsky filling on his. Got an MC still as honest, but as rude and as indecent as all. Awesome. Syllables, killaholic.
Kill him all with
this libbity, gibbity, hibbity, hip hop. You don't really want to get into endless match with this rapity rap pack and the Mac in the back of the yak backpack. Rap, rap, yap, 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 giddy yak, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that, I'll still be able to break a little them table over the back of a couple of thick ass to crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic. I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F bombs. Feel my wrath of attack. Rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pair. It's actually disastrously bad for the whack while the masterfully constructing this masterpiece. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks that arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? Let me show you maintain it. It ain't that hard, that hard. Everybody wants the key and the secret to rap immortality like I have got. Will there be truth for the blueprints? Simply raging youthful exuberance. Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Now I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin, W-A-Q, Hey.Rin, Yellow Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to one day grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC, induct them into the Rakim. Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church in person, a ball of flames. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol Hall of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You can't think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flames. Off a planking, tell me what in the fuck are you thinking? Little green looking boy, so gay, I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy. Boy, read it, boys, that's all they say looking boy. You get a thumbs up, pat on the back, and a way to go from your label every day looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hair from Trey looking boy. I'ma work for everything I have, never ask nobody to get up, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy. Cause I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR, NASCAR. Dale and Hart of the trailer park, the white trash god. Kneel before General Zod, this plan is Krypton. No, Asgard, Asgard. So you be Thor and I'll be Odin. You Rodin, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. It's me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure somewhere in the chicken scratch I scribble and doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times.